You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us in the studio this morning is Joel Kassler. He is a founding member and the spokesperson for the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Mark. And once again, I want to thank you folks for having us here today.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club actually is, and when did it begin?
It began around 25 years ago as a group of guys that had all, at one point or other in their life, had packed professionally in the mountains, taken, you know, tour guides in, had packed professionally on their own, different companies around here, Kennedy Meadows, Aspen Meadows, or different places. And we decided to get together and just have some pack trips of our own that we weren't taking outside people in, and that we could just kind of take care of our own horse and not have to worry about taking care of others' livestock and that. And from that, we kind of advanced into thinking it was time for us to do a little community service. And in fact, you get a little older and you start thinking that way. And we didn't really drop into any of the slots of the other service groups around. So we kind of formed our own. And with that, we started buying animals at the Motherlode Fair from the kids and turned that into a roasted pork dinner with green pesto spaghetti, salad, homemade beans, live country music, and we're hitting our 19th year this Saturday.
All right, and that is coming up this Saturday. I'm going to talk to you about that very shortly. How active is the Immigrant Basin Pack and Social Club today?
Not near as much as we used to. We do a few things in the summer. We get together for the Motherlode livestock auction, purchase our animals. We have a few interactions during the throughout the year, but mostly this is our main event. In that, a lot of us got older. You know, we don't have the time, the desire to do some of the younger crazy activities we used to, but we still get together. It's mainly a group of friends is what it is.
I was going to say, over 25 years, riding becomes a little tougher too, doesn't it?
A little tougher. So we still do it a little bit. Some of us aren't into the horse thing as much as they used to be. A lot of us got older. We've lost a few members. We just had one. We just lost one recently that passed away that was a long-term member. So like I said, we're getting older does change your habits in that. But as a group of friends, we're still very active together.
Same core group of friends then.
Yes.
And now the public is invited.
Absolutely.
To come enjoy this. It's the 19th annual dinner. And
this is
this
a scholarship
Saturday
dinner.
Night.
Yeah. And last year we gave away over $6,000 in local scholarships. That's kind of what our average is. But like I said, this is our 19th year for the dinner. It's held at Sonora Elks Lodge. And great music, great food. It's one of the events that you see some people that you haven't seen all year, you know. And like I said, we just really want it to be a fun, family-oriented event.
What time do the doors open?
Doors open at 5. Dinner served 6 to 8. Music kind of goes throughout most of the evening in that. It's great music. Keith Keenum and the Mountain Fever Band, they've been playing with us 18 years. The first year we couldn't afford music. But after that, we decided we had to perk it up a little bit.
Tell us about the dinner itself.
Okay, the dinner is barrel-roasted pork, smoked pork. We do a green pesto spaghetti, which seems to be a local favorite. We do a great green salad, lots of fun stuff in that. We do homemade beans with ham hocks, a lot of pork in those. Those are kind of a three-day process, getting the beans ready. We do rolls, fresh rolls that are made that morning from John's Tuolumne Market there. We get compliments on the rolls even. And it's a no-host bar at the Sonora Elks.
And raffle tickets and
raffle
auctions.
Tickets. There's usually a few live auction items and then raffle tickets for a lot of different door prize type things. We also want to thank all the donors of the prizes and things. The community is just so great to us about the things they donate. So like I said, it's just a really fun evening. And when our group of friends, we kind of talk about it. We've been doing it so many years. We kind of hit it in the morning. Everybody looks at each other and just finds their corner, what their job is, and gets busy doing it. It's a pretty well-run machine. So,
Joel, how do we grab tickets? Are tickets available at the door?
Tickets are available at the door unless we happen to get real close to the 350-person limit that the Elks has. We've come close a few times, but we do have tickets at the door. I have tickets available. You can. My phone number is 209-768 1126. You can also stop by Alderson Fencing on Mono Way. They usually have tickets right there for you. You can pick them up and come at the door. You know, we'd be real reluctant to turn anybody away.
Anything else you would like to add?
No, I just hope to see all of you out there, as many of you as you can make it, on Saturday night, Sonora Elks Lodge. Doors will open at 5.
Immigrant Basin Pack Social Club founding member, spokesperson for the group, Joel Kassler. Always good to see you, Joel.
Great to see you, too. Thank you again.